Welcome in to Maryville High School. Sam Reeves here with you on KXCV and KRNW. This is 90.5 and 88.9. I guess, well, no, we're not on the air. We're just online on the Bearcat Public Media app. Also on KXCV.org, we have Maryville girls basketball for you this evening. The Cameron Dragons and the Maryville Spoofhounds here for you from Maryville High School. Again, my name is Sam Reeves. Looking at records of these two teams, Maryville coming in with a record of 9-11 overall. Cameron, on the other hand, not quite as good. As I wrote it down early, and now I'm having trouble finding exactly where it is, but we'll get there. There we go. Cameron 8-12 overall, Maryville 9-11. So two pretty evenly matched teams record-wise, at least. But these two teams already played once this year in the Cameron tournament in the final on January 27th. And that was a dominating victory by the Spoofhounds, 58-27. And they'll meet again here tonight. I believe it's also senior night, so Riley Vertaler and Aniston Petlin will be honored here today as well. Aniston Petlin and Riley Vertaler will be honored on senior night here this evening, so we'll have those festivities for you before the game. As actually Aniston is being honored right now, being introduced as she's walked across the floor by her parents, and Riley Vertaler is next, it appears. Aniston will be going right across the street to Northwest Missouri State to play for Austin Meyer and the Bearcats next year. So stays home, plays in Maryville, and goes from the Spoofhounds to the Bearcats. Riley Vertaler, on the other hand, a very good Spoofhound career as well for her. She'll be going to MIAA rival of the Bearcats, the UCM Jennies, to play for Coach Slifer and the Jennies in Warrensburg. We're about 12 minutes away from the beginning of this ballgame. We'll be back, have more pregame for you after this. You're listening to Spoofhound Basketball on KXCV and KRNW.
KRNW's from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties for more than 25 years. More at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com. And Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoofhounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or 102 North Buchanan. And Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger's also installs Ultimate Trek Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or facebook.com/Pitts Body Shop. And Losh Optometry, serving Maryville and the area. Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More at 660-241-5001.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300. And from the United States Air Force, offering more than 130 career choices, education, benefits, and more. Full and part-time opportunities are available now. For more information, Technical Sergeant Katrina Smith can be reached at 816-341-8227 or airforce.com. Support also comes from Wells Bank on South Main in Maryville, serving the community through loans for the home, farm, or business, personal accounts, and more, with a focus on customer service. More information on location or at wells.bank. And Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon, representing Golden Harvest corn and NK soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at millendinsdaleseed.com.
You're tuned in to Maryville Spoofhound pregame on KXCV KRNW, underwritten by Northwest Cell.
We are back in on KXCV KRNW. My name is Sam Reeves. Thanks for joining me this evening, keeping the chair warm for Matt Tritton as the Spoofhounds and the Dragons about to do battle here on senior night at Maryville High School. Clock moving here in pregame, under 12 minutes to go until the opening tip of this varsity battle. That was a Maryville victory in the JV game. I didn't quite catch the score of that one. I'll get that for you later. But Maryville did dominate Cameron. It was back and forth for a while. Cameron cut it to around 10 in the fourth, but Maryville pulled away late with some free throws. So the Maryville Spoofhounds JV team got a victory just a few moments ago as the band is getting fired up down to my right as I'm situated on the stage behind the basket here at Maryville High School. Again, the Spoofhounds and Dragons, Cameron, 8-12 on the year. Their last game was February 7th, and it was a loss on the road at Bishop LeBlanc. 62-36 was the final score in that one for Maryville. Their previous game was Saturday, February 11th versus Bid Buchanan. It was a 44-34 win for the Hounds, a 10-point victory for Maryville. Benton and the Spoofhounds about to do battle. Benton will be wearing their road black uniforms with the yellow, or maybe you could call it gold, numerals and trim. Maryville in their home white uniforms with the green numerals and trim, trimmed and yellow. That's where we sit. We'll be back, have more pregame in the starting lineups in just a bit before the opening tip, just 10 minutes away here on KXCB and KRNW.
Support for today's game comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving the area since 1933, offering loans, savings, and checking accounts, credit cards, share certificates, and online banking. They're located at the intersection of Highway 71 and East South Avenue, today, tomorrow, together. And from the Maryville Forum, for over 150 years, the Forum served the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424. And Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri since 1928 by providing grain merchandising, tire, and agronomy services. More information is at consumersoilmaryville.com. And from Northwest AV on East 3rd Street in Maryville. Northwest AV offers business and residential design and installation on projects including home theaters, vehicle remote starts, surveillance cameras, and more. Details available at nw-av.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Nottoway County, staffed with local independent agents ready to help with home, renters, and farm insurance needs. For more information or to find an agent, you can visit fmnottoway.com. And Laclede Chain Manufacturing, a proud supporter of Maryville High School Athletics. Employment opportunities at Laclede are available now. For more information or to view available positions, visit lacledechain.com. Support also comes from MTE Office Center with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook, MTE Powering Business. This broadcast is also underwritten by the Mosaic Medical Center in Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, you can call 660-562-2525 or visit mymlc.com/Maryville.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Losh Optometry, serving Maryville and the surrounding area. Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. Information is available at 660-241-5001. And from Compass Dental Group, providing full dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more. From Drs. Bruce and Spencer Twaddle and Brian Viertaler, Compass Dental Group proudly supports Maryville Athletics. Information at compassdentalgroup.com. Support also comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein has been in business for more than 60 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Ashley, Lazy Boy, England, and more. Online at heinleinhomefurnishings.com. Also from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle has provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. Information available at twaddlerealty.com.
You're tuned in to Maryville Spoofhound Pregame on KXCV KRNW, underwritten by Northwest Cell.
We are back in at Maryville High School. Sam Reeves here with you. About 7 minutes to go until tip-off. Looking at some statistics here for you. Maryville led in scoring on the season by Riley Viertaler, who averages 12.8 points a game, 7.9 rebounds, and 2.8 assists. Aniston Petlin right behind Riley at 12.5 points a game, 3.3 rebounds, and almost 2 assists, sitting at 1.9 in that category. Also for Maryville, Jalea Price averages 8 points a game. Get her name in the scorebook. Those are the three big guns for the Spoofhounds in the scoring column. Again, I mentioned Maryville coming off of a win against Mid-Buchanan, 44-34. As the Spoofhounds come into this game, 9-11 overall, and 2-3 in the MEC. Matching up with Cameron for the second time this year. Before tomorrow, they're actually back in action, right back here at the Hound Pound. 7:30 tip-off against Creston High School. That's out of Iowa. So that's where we sit here as the Spoofhounds are led by head coach Kelly Obley in her second season as the Spoofhounds head coach. 5 seasons as an assistant as Kelly led the Hounds to a 20-19 record last season. We'll take one final break. When we come back, we'll have the start of this ball game right here. This is KXCV and KRW. You're listening to Spoofhound Girls Basketball.
Support for today's Spoofhound broadcast comes from Northwest Cell, serving the region for over 30 years. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com. And from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. J.R. Kurz, Scott Nielsen, Jeanette Paget, Chad Hannigan, and Jeff Von Baron of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoofhounds. Also from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville. Today's broadcast is also underwritten by U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Maryville High School. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for today's game comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings on South Main in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein has been in business for more than 60 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Ashley, Lazy Boy, England, Serta, and more. More info at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. And from the Maryville Forum, serving the region for more than 150 years, the Forum provides local news, sports, and information online daily at MarylandForum.com. More at 660-562-2424. Also from Hy-Vee, a proud supporter of the Maryville R2 School District. Hy-Vee offers catering for game day or any special occasion, grocery delivery service, dry cleaning, a floral shop, and more. More info at Hy-Vee.com or 1217 South Main in Maryville. Support for today's game also comes from Student Body. Located on 4th Street in Maryville, the Student Body provides Spoofhound fanwear, as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Spoofhound Nation.
You're tuned in to Maryville Spoofhound Pregame on KXCV KRNW, underwritten by Northwest Cell.
Support for today's Spoofhound broadcast comes from Northwest Cell, serving the region for over 30 years. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information on location or online at nvb.com. Member FDIC. And Maryville shelter insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoofhounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan. Support also comes from the United States Air Force, offering more than 130 career choices, education, benefits, and more. Full and part-time opportunities are available now. For more information, Technical Sergeant Katrina Smith can be reached at 816-341-8227 or airforce.com. Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group, providing full dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more. From Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Viertaler, and Spencer Twaddle, Compass Dental Group proudly supports Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, compassdentalgroup.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Wells Bank on South Main in Maryville, serving the community through loans for the home, farm, or business, personal accounts, and more with a focus on customer service. More information on location or at wells.bank.
We are back in at the Hound Pound. Is it the Hound Pound? That's a good question. I know the football stadium is. Maryville High School is where we are. Sam Reeves here with you on KXCV and KRNW. We have the starting lineups here for you. Right before we get this thing going in just over a minute, starting with the visiting Cameron Dragons, they'll start this way. A senior wears number 12, Claire Wenick. Also starting for Cameron will be 21, then another senior, Maddie Jessen. Ella Jamison, a junior, will start for Cameron, as well as Emmy Teal and Addison McVicker. For the Spoof Hounds, they will start with a 5'7 sophomore forward, Ryson Steens. Aniston Petlin, the senior, 5'3 senior guard, and all MEC selection from 2022. Jalea Price will also start for the Hounds, a 5'3 sophomore guard. Riley Beertaller and Addison Weldon will start as well. We have the national anthem. We'll be right back with a tip after this on KXCB, Karen W.
Support for today's game comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein has been in business for more than 60 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Ashley, Lazy Boy, England, Serta, and more. More information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Support for the Spoofhounds comes from Planet Sub on 4th Street next to Student Body. Planet Sub opens at 11 o'clock every morning and offers a variety of oven-baked subs, cookies, and soups, and is also available for catering. More at Facebook.com/PlanetSubMaryville.
Support for the Spoof Hounds on radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville. Support for today's game comes from Laclede Chain Manufacturing, a proud supporter of Maryville High School Athletics. Employment opportunities at Laclede are available now. For more information or to view available positions, lacledechain.com. Support for today's broadcast comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for Spoof Hounds on radio comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information on location or online at nvb.com. Member FDIC.
We are back in Maryville High School, the Hound Pound here in Maryville. 8 minutes to go, about ready to get things going here. Starting lineups being introduced. As again, the Hounds in their home white uniforms with the gold numerals in lettering trimmed in green with the white shorts as well with the green trim. The visiting Cameron Dragons and they're all black. Black uniforms, black shorts, gold numerals lettering and trim with some white as well. Again, for the Hounds, it will be Ryson Steens, Jaylee Price, Aniston Petlin, Riley Beertaller, and Addison Weldon. For the Dragons, it'll be Wenck, Shanks, Teal, Jamison, and McVicker. Again, the Hounds led by head coach Kelly Obley in her second season. Cameron is led by head coach Matt Wenick. Assistant coaches for Cameron, Richard Berry and Adam Nelson for the Spoof Hounds. As I mentioned, led by head coach Kelly Obley for the Hounds. About ready to get things going here in Maryville. Tip is away, and it is won by Maryville. They'll take it up the floor. Going away from me as I see it here at the Hound Pound. Petlin, top of the key around the perimeter. Left wing into the left corner. Petlin has it. Top of the key now into the hands of Weldon. On the perimeter, Weldon, an elbow jumper from the right side, no good. And the rebound is crowd by Cameron. On the perimeter, Jamison. Right wing it goes to Wenick. Top of the key three is way off the mark, off the backboard, no good. That was taken by Teal. And here comes Maryville. Vierthaler down the middle of the lane. Layup is off the glass and good. Strong move by Riley Vierthaler, and that's points 1 and 2 for the senior. Top of the key now. Here comes Cameron. McVicker has it. On the perimeter. Pass poked away and stolen. Here comes Maryville with Price. Up and under move. Her layup's good. Way ahead of the pack on the left side. Price lays it in. It's 4-0 Hounds as the Maryville boys team looks on across the way. Looks like they just got finished with practice as the Hounds look on. Opposite of me as it's Cameron basketball. As Winnick has it into the corner around the perimeter, top of the key now. Into the hands of Teal. Teal off it goes to McVicker. Around the perimeter, right wing. On the dribble, now a kick out high to Teal. Teal middle of the floor. Right wing it goes to McVicker. Around the perimeter, Cameron continues to milk the clock a little bit. Down 4-0, still plenty of time. Good defense though by the Hounds. Vierthaler picks up Jensen, and now it finally goes into the post. A layup by Cameron around the rim and no good. The rebound is batted around. Vierthaler has it as McVicker couldn't make the easy one, and here comes Riley Vierthaler. Vierthaler into the corner. Deep three is faked by Petlin. Vierthaler has it right wing. Full drive kick. Right corner three is up around the rim and no good that time by Steens. And here comes Cameron. McVicker picks up her dribble. Now off it goes into the corner. Now McVicker has it back right wing. Over to Winnick. Winnick on the right elbow will back down her defender, and a 30-second timeout called by head coach Matt Winnick of Cameron. We'll take a 30-second break. Actually, well, I take that back. We'll keep it right here. Here as we do not have a break in our system, so I'll have to do it manually here in a second. We'll keep it right here. 4-0 is your score. As Maryville up on top early. And Cameron will have the basketball. Had trouble breaking the press just a moment ago. And had to call a timeout to avoid the 10-second violation, getting the ball up the floor. It'll be Cameron to inbound right in front of the Maryville bench with 5:14 to go in the opening quarter. Cameron to inbound and does so. As Harper has it, newly entered into the game. Into the post it goes. Jessen flips it up, and it's good. Over the hands of Vierthaler, and it's 4-2. Ella Jamison onto the board for the Dragons. Around the perimeter, into the corner, right side. A cross-court pass goes to Petlin, right wing. Left wing, excuse me, now to the right wing to Vierthaler. Drives middle, will kick. Weldon drives into the corner now for Price. Weldon has it back on the right corner. Petlin, top of the key, thought about a deep three. Won't take it. Instead, cycles around the perimeter. Ends in the hands of Price. Good ball movement. A deep three from the right wing is short by Petlin. Offensive rebound by Weldon. Misses the putback, though. Another board for Maryville. They'll reset. Vierthaler, left wing three. Around the rim and off. That hit every part of the rim and fell off. A rebound for Cameron and a foul on the rebound by the Spoof Hounds. That'll be the first on Rice and Steens. That's her first, and it's Cameron basketball. As a bump is called this time on Petlin, as Jamison tried to take it up the floor. That's Petlin's first. And a steal by Vierthaler. She has it. And here come the Hounds. Cross-court pass into a little bit of a zone is Cameron. Good ball movement by the Hounds to break it. A deep three left wing for Petlin. Around the rim, and it falls through. A three to answer by Cameron is fired up and missed, but an offensive rebound putback is no good by the Cameron post player, Jessen, and here comes the Hounds. Cross-court pass, a short corner jumper from the left side is Cam. And Jaylee Price has two. That's Jaylee's first two of the day. Here comes Cameron. It's 9-2 Hounds, up 7 early with 2:55 to play opening quarter. Jumper from the free throw line is no good. Put up and missed that time by McVicker. Here comes Maryville with Petlin right wing. Over to Viertaler left side. Into the corner. Steens has it. Steens cross court to Petlin right wing. That's Price. One dribble now off onto the right wing. Weldon, a corner jumper. Aniston Petlin splashes it home. Timeout called Cameron. Maryville's up 10. It's 12-2. With a 10-point lead for the Hounds, 2:28 to play opening quarter. We'll take a quick break. Be right back with more Spoof Hound Girls Basketball on KXCV, KRNW.
Support for the Spoof Hounds on KXCV, KRNW comes from the Northwest Technical School, offering a range of adult education courses this winter with new opportunities like craft beer tasting and t-shirt dyeing with ice to dog training, art and retirement classes, and more. The full spring catalog of courses can be found on kxcv.org or nts.maryville.k12.mo.us.
Today's game is brought to you by the United States Air Force, offering more than 130 career choices, education, benefits, and more. Full-time opportunities are available now. For more information, Technical Sergeant Katrina Smith can be reached at 816-341-8227 or airforce.com.
We are back in at the Hound Pound and a steal for Maryville. A drive and a left-handed layup is good by Jaylee Price. That's points 3 and 4 for Price off the steal as we came back into play. Here comes Cameron. Top of the key into the game. A three from the left wing is way long that time. Fired up there by Emmy Teal. Here comes the Hounds. Pass is poked away and stolen that time. Here comes Cameron. One thing I will say, and I may be a little slow today as a result of this, the Cameron roster is organized by grade level and not by numerical order. So that makes it a little tough. So I'll try my best to get through with that. Teal cans a three, but to answer, it comes Maryville, and Jaylee Price from the left wing knocks it down. And Jaylee Price is hot early. That's her third make already. Here comes Cameron. Onto the right wing. Shanks has it. Pass is batted around, recrowded by Shanks in the right corner. Shanks drives on Viertaler. Pass is poked away and stolen by Maryville. And here comes Viertaler. Viertaler lets a defender fly by into the corner. Petlin thought about a three, won't take it. Instead, cross court to Viertaler. Right wing drives middle. Riley plows into the lane, misses the shot. Short. Well, they say that's shooting or on the floor, we'll see. The foul will go on Shanks, I believe. Addison Shanks does pick up her first. Maryville inbounds underneath their own basket. And will do so with Aniston Petlin. Viertaler into the corner. Petlin has it back into the middle of the floor. A kick, a three from the left wing is good. Ava Dumke hits it, and it's 20-5 Maryville. Here comes Cameron back the other direction. Wenick over to Schenck in the pink shoes the day before Valentine's Day. That's very fitting. So we have a few players with pink shoes for the Cameron Dragons. That's top of the key. Jamison has it. And in the corner, Schenck. Pass is poked away and out of bounds. That'll be Maryville ball. Maryville will inbound the basketball. As they will do so with Ava Dumke, as here comes Petlin. A kick to Virtaler, right wing three, long off the back rim. Batted around, and the quarter will end. After one, your score, Spoofhounds 20, Cameron 5. We'll be back after this with second quarter action on KXCV, Cameron W.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Nottoway County, with local independent agents ready to help with home, renters, and farm insurance needs. For more information or to find an agent, fmnottoway.com.
Support for today's game comes from Hy-Vee. Hy-Vee offers catering for game day or any special occasion, grocery delivery service, dry cleaning, a full-service floral shop, and more. For more info, Hy-Vee.com or 1217 South Main in Maryville.
Today's Spoofhound broadcast is brought to you by Laclede Chain Manufacturing on East 1st Street in Maryville. Laclede is a family-owned company producing various chains for hardware, industrial, snow chains, and more. Additional information is available at lacledechain.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pitsenberger Body Shop in Maryville, serving Northwest Missouri for more than 30 years. Pitsenberger offers major to minor auto collision repair, including auto glass replacement and motorcycle repair. Information at facebook.com/PittsBodyShop.
We are back in here at the Hound Pound. Sam Reeves here with you. As it's Cameron Ball coming out of the break. As top of the key, now McVicker has it. Will drive. Will try to find help as a double comes. Schenck has it top of the key. Over to Jameson. Into the corner. Schenck for three right side. Way long. Offensive rebound, Cameron. Put back, no. A third chance and a foul called on the miss. Two rebounds by Ella Jameson down low, the second one of which he put up and was fouled. That'll be on Jaylee Price. Ella Jameson's first free throw is perfect. It's 20-6 now. Jameson has three and Teal has three for the only points so far for Cameron. Second free throw is perfect. There come the Hounds. Petlin, short corner jumper right side, short. And the rebound to Jameson once again. Petlin got the defender to fly by on a ball fake, took one step in, had an open short corner jumper, and just missed it short. There comes Cameron. Right wing, now top of the key, Schenck. Schenck off, it goes to Teal. A three is way long, and the rebound to Maryville as Price has it. Price up the middle of the floor, past the M at mid-floor from Maryville. On to the right wing, Price. Pass is poked away, but saved by Maryville. Petlin, a deep three, top of the key, missed it off the right side of the rim. Rebound is finally corralled by Cameron off the long miss. In the game, Weldon is back in for the Hounds. After a short break toward the end of quarter one. Schenck has it. Left wing for the Spoof Hounds. Now it goes to Teal. Top of the key, Schenck. Guarded by Petlin around the perimeter. It's working for the Dragons. Now Schenck on the right wing. 6:10 to go. Second quarter, 20-7. Your score, Hounds in front. Jameson on the right wing, guarded by Price. Here comes a double, kick in the corner. Schenck for three is good. 20-10, whistles blow. Subs come into the ball game. That's points 5, 6, and 7 for Ella Jameson for Cameron. 7 out of 10 for the junior from the Dragons, wearing 25. Petlin, left wing. Cross-court pass. Into the game for the Hounds, Alyssa Cunningham. A three from the right corner is short that time by Riley Hornbuckle on the rebound to Cameron. 5:35 to play first half. Here comes Jamison up the floor, picked up by Petlin. Off the Shanks. Middle of the floor. Over to McVicker. Now around the perimeter ends of the hands of Jamison. Guarded by Price, now on a switch. And a double dribble called on Cameron. That's a turnover. It's Maryville ball. On the floor for the Hounds, Petlin, Viertaler, Price, Cunningham, and Hornbuckle. Price left wing. Over to Petlin, left corner, top of the key. Cunningham, around the perimeter, ends of the hands of Jaylee Price. Hornbuckle out high, will work it around the perimeter. Viertaler has it left wing, will drive middle. Riley, up fake in the lane on a step-through move and a beauty. Layup good from the left side, and it's 22-10 Hounds with 4:40 to play in the first half. That's points 3 and 4 for Riley Viertaler, the UCM commit. Here comes Cameron. McVicker, dribble handoff to Jamison out high, picked up by Hornbuckle and a foul by Riley Hornbuckle, who averages a point and a half and a point and a rebound and a half per game. The 5'8 power forward, sophomore. And it will be Cameron. Basketball inbound comes to Jamison, who will dribble out high with 4:20 to play, 22-10 Hounds. Jamison step through the lane, layup no. Off the rebound, Shank throws it off the glass and good. The first 2 points for Addison Shanks on the day. Viertaler, top of the key for the Spoof Hounds. Hands off to Petlin. Excuse me, that is Cunningham. And now Price has it at the M at midfloor. Petlin around the perimeter of Viertaler. Thought about a three, won't take it. Instead, we'll go to Cunningham. Give and go. Nice pass to Viertaler. Layup good and a foul. Tough pass that time by Cunningham. Or excuse me, Hornbuckle. Riley Hornbuckle in the lane with a nice feed. Viertaler cans the layup with a chance for three. Viertaler makes the free throw. All of a sudden, Riley's up to 7 points on the day. With 3:45 to go until halftime. Shanks, left corner. Guarded by Cunningham, top of the key. Now over to McVicker. Shanks, a right corner three, long, and the rebound to Price. Middle of the floor, Hornbuckle kicks. Good ball movement by the Spoof Hounds. Left wing now, Price. Viertaler, right wing, thought about a three. Jab step and a drive. Over to Cunningham, but she overthrew him, did Viertaler. That's a turnover by the Spoof Hounds, and it is Cameron Ball. 3:14 to play, second quarter, 25-12 your score. Cameron basketball, here comes Ella Jamison. Picked up by Petlin. Over to Teal, into the corner. Back to Shanks, right wing. Shanks on the right wing, dribble handoff now to McVicker. Over to Shanks. Dribble into the paint. Into the corner, McVicker. Now back to Shanks. Thought about a three, won't take it. Instead, top of the key, off it goes. Around the perimeter, ends of the hands of Jamison. Will drive middle baseline. Picked up by Hornbuckle on a foul. As Jamison went up, she'll have 2 free throws. That's the second on Riley Hornbuckle. And Ella Jamison to the free throw line for Cameron. First one is off the front rim, back rim, and off. One more coming. Ella Jamison, one more free throw. Up and no good. Long rebound, Jaylee Price. Here comes Price, top of the key. Off to Viertaler, left wing. Viertaler, Hornbuckle. Around the perimeter, ends in the hands of Price, right wing. Hornbuckle has the top of the key. Off to Petlin, left wing, three. Long. Fights to get her own miss, but it's crowded in the corner by Cameron. Here comes Jamison up the floor. Into the corner to Teal. Over to Shanks. McVicker with 2 minutes to play until halftime. 25-12, your score. McVicker pulls up at the elbow. Shot good and a foul. From the left elbow. Chance for three for the sophomore guard, Addison McVicker. From Cameron. He's got one more, one free throw coming to complete the three-point play. Two dribbles. Now two more, free throw up and good. 30. Maryville ball, Jaylee Price, left wing, Petlin. Top of the key now to Weldon. Now short corner, left side, Price. Price drives, low kick, short corner. To Steens into the game, back into the game for the starter, Riley Steens. Weldon has it around the perimeter, a three from the right side is long. Rebound on the floor, and finally crowd by Cameron, but nobody saw the basketball on a pass. They're able to crowd it. Can they get it up the floor? Here comes Jamison. Got to hurry a little bit to get it up the floor, and finally does so. 1:15 to play until halftime. Maryville by 10, 25-15, your score. Jessen has it. Off to Teal. Into the corner, McVicker. Now Jamison out high. 1 minute to play. 25-15, your score. Teal into the corner, Shanks. Shanks left corner, drives middle. Pulls up at the free throw line. Jump hook, no good. And a rebound comes down to Weldon. Up ahead, Petlin, left wing. Into the middle of the floor, good seal. Jump hook from the right side is no good that time by Steens. Off of the rebound, Spoofhounds. Beertaler has it taken right out of her hands, though, in the post. And here comes Cameron with Ella Jamison. Under a minute to go, 30 seconds now to play until halftime. McVicker, three-man weave. A three from Shanks is way long. And the rebound for Petlin, who has it with 20 seconds to play until halftime. Looks like Maryville will hold for one final shot in the half. 25-15, your score. Viertaler has it right side, will drive into the corner three for Weldon. It's good. A right corner three is splashed home just before the buzzer, and it's a 13-point lead for the Hounds. It's 28-15, excuse me, a 13-point lead for the Hounds. We'll be back with halftime coverage after this on KXCV, KRNW.
Support for the Spoofhounds on Radio comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information on location or online at nvb.com, member FDIC. And from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri since 1928 by providing grain merchandising, tire, and agronomy services. More information is at consumersoilmaryville.com. Support is also provided by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. More information is available at 660-562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com. And local Edward Jones Financial Advisors offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Padgett, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoofhounds.
Support for the Spoofhounds comes from Losh Optometry in Maryville. Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, contacts, and sunglasses. Dr. Losh is available after hours for emergencies. More information at 660-241-5001. And from MTE Office Center, with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. MTE, powering business. Also from Mosaic Medical Center in Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville. Today's game is also brought to you by Wells Bank on South Main in Maryville, serving the community through loans for the home, farmer business, personal accounts, and more, with a focus on customer service. For more, wells.bank.
You're tuned into the voice of the Maryville Spoofhounds, KXCV, KRNW.
We are back at halftime. Sam Reeves here with you at the Hound Pound, Maryville High School here in Maryville, Missouri. 28-15, your score. Maryville up by 13 as some of the Maryville boys team dancing at midfloor. That's definitely a sight to behold. Interesting. I'll just go with that. Looking at totals for you, Maryville 28 points, and they break down this way. Two from Ryson Steens, six from Aniston Petlin on her senior night. Jaylee Price has seven. Ava Dumpke hit a three for her only 3 points of the day. Riley Viertaler, the other senior for the Hounds, sits at six. Excuse me, make it at seven. And Weldon has three to total 28. Is my mouth right? I checked it off the air, so it should be right. 28-15, your score for Cameron. Their points break down this way. Addison Shanks has two. Ella Jamison has really imposed her will to lead the Dragons. Jamison has 7 of the 15, almost half of the points for Jamison. And McVicker has 3 as well, and 3 for Emmy Teal. So not very widespread scoring for the Dragons, but it's hard to do that when you're stuck on 15 points. Maryville on the other end. There are two stars, you could say, doing what they do in Viertaler and Petlin. Jaylee Price had a very good half as well, as I alluded to, with 7 of her own. And that's about all you get in terms of scoring for the Spoofhounds. Maryville averages 42 points a game. They're sitting at 28, so they bode well to hit that here so far tonight for sure. They should definitely clear that total. Maryville gives up 44 points a game to their opponents. Definitely on pace to do better than that defensively tonight, only sitting at 15 for Cameron at halftime. 28-15, your score here on 90.5 FM KCV Maryville and 88.9 Karen W. Chillicothe. My name is Sam Reeves. About 5:40 to go until the start of the second half. We'll take another break and be right back. You're listening to Spoofhound Basketball on KXCV and Karen W.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger also installs Ultimate Truck Bed Liners. More at 660-582-4599 or Facebook.com/Pitts Body Shop.
Support for today's game comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving the area since 1933, offering loans, savings and checking accounts, credit cards, share certificates, and online banking. Located at the intersection of 71 Highway and East South Avenue. Today, tomorrow, together.
Today's game is brought to you by the United States Air Force, offering more than 130 career choices, education, benefits, and more. Full-time opportunities are available now. For more information, Technical Sergeant Katrina Smith can be reached at 816-341-8227 or airforce.com.
Support for today's game comes from Laclede Chain Manufacturing, a proud supporter of Maryville High School Athletics. Employment opportunities at Laclede are available now. For more information or to view available positions, lacledechain.com. Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group, providing full dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more. From Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Viertaler, and Spencer Twaddle, Compass Dental Group proudly supports Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, compassdentalgroup.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Padgett, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoofhounds. Support for the Spoofhounds comes from Losch Optometry in Maryville. Dr. Ryan Losch and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, contacts, and sunglasses. Dr. Losh is also available after hours for emergencies. More information at 660-241-5001.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Wells Bank on South Main in Maryville, serving the community through loans for the home, farm, or business, personal accounts, and more with a focus on customer service. More information on location or at wells.bank. Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties for more than 25 years. More information at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com.
We are back in at the Hound Pound. Sam Reeves here with you, filling in for Matt Tritton on KXCV KRNW. Appreciate Matt giving me this opportunity. I was here with David Dirks. What was that, last week? David did a tremendous job. He may be back here sooner than later tomorrow night for the Creston matchup. We'll have Keaton Smith and Jacob Mustard on the call for you. So that should be a fun one as well. As the Maryville girls back in action right back here tomorrow night for a matchup with Creston out of Iowa at 7:30. As we have 2:10 to go until the start of the second half, it's 28-15, Maryville in front. Led in scoring by Jaylee Price, who has 7. Revere Toller also has 7 for the Spoof Hounds. We'll be back with the start of the second half after this. You're listening to Spoof Hound Basketball on KXCV, KRNW.
Support for the Spoof Hounds on radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center, Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville.
Support for Spoof Hounds on radio comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information on location or online at nvb.com. Member FDIC.
Support for the Spoof Hounds on radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville. And from Pitzenberger Body Shop in Maryville, serving Northwest Missouri for more than 30 years. Pitzenberger offers major to minor auto collision repair, including auto glass replacement, paintless dent removal, and motorcycle repair. For more information, facebook.com/Pitts Body Shop.
Back in here at the Hound Pound, Sam Reeves here with you. About ready to get things going in the second half. And we will see what we have in store for us. 28-15 is your score. Maryville in front by 13. About ready to begin half number two. Maryville, as I mentioned, led in scoring by Price and Viertaler, who had 7 apiece. Very balanced scoring for the Spoof Hounds. And it will be Hound basketball to begin the second half. A screen and an open three is taken, almost banked in by Petlin. Off with the rebound, almost crowd by Viertaler. Ball is batted around. Here comes Jamison. Left side, and it's stolen away by Maryville. Rylison Steen, a pass up ahead, is stolen now by Cameron. Nobody can get control of the ball to open quarter three. 7:32 to go in the third quarter. Still a 13-point Hounds lead, 28-15 to score. Jamison, top of the key. Cameron going away from me as I see it, sitting behind the basket on the stage here at Maryville High School. Maryville will be coming right at me on offense in this third quarter. Pass goes inside. Teal had it, but it's blocked away and crowd by Maryville. Up ahead, Petlin, left wing. Underneath, beautiful find. A layup is good. That time, Addison Weldon with points 4 and 5. And it's 30-15, Hounds by 15. Jamison over to McVicker. Short elbow jumper, short. And the rebound to Viertaler. Here comes Price. Stops, pops, three, good! Jaylee Price from the left wing cans it. and it's 33-15 Maryville. Teal, right wing, over to McVicker, left side. Back to Teal, into the post. Now a dribble, and out high it goes, Jamison. Jamison drives, picked up by Viertaler. Good help, and a shot missed. Here comes Maryville. Nice pass up ahead, Petlin. Good take that time by Steens. Misses the layup, and a whistle blows. We'll see who they call the foul on. That'll be on Cameron's Maddie Jessen. That's her first. 6:01 to play, third quarter. Maryville out to a 5-0 lead to open the quarter. And an 18-point lead for the Hounds, 33-15. Teal off to Jamison. Out high, McVicker. Back to Teal. Teal drives baseline. McVicker, right corner three, is good. That's points 4, 5, and 6 for Addison McVicker, and here come the Spoofhounds. Weldon has it. Into the corner, Viertaler, right side. Into the post, right block, a nice give and go. Free throw line jumper for Riley, no good, and the rebound to McVicker. Here comes Jamison across the M at midfloor. A weave into the hands of McVicker. Now off on the wing. Teal for three. It's good. Four, five, and six for Teal on that three from the right wing. 36-18 now your score. Maryville has it with Steens. Now to Weldon. Around the perimeter. Into the hands of Price, whistle blows, and a reach called on Cameron with 4:39 to play third quarter. That'll be on Shanks, her second foul of the ball game. And Maryville inbounds from the sideline in front of the student section. Student section consists primarily of the Maryville boys team. As Viertaler for three, short, offensive rebound though for the Spoofhounds. They'll reset. Petlin, top of the key. Will penetrate middle. Pick up her dribble. Backdoor cut by Viertaler, but an errant pass by Petlin and a turnover. Here comes Jamison up the right side. Picked up by Petlin. Addison Petlin on her senior night has committed to the Northwest Missouri State Bearcats program and head coach Austin Meyer, so she won't go far to play collegiate basketball. As the shot's missed, but an offensive rebound and a reset for Cameron. Shanks, and in the corner, Teal. Hand off to McVicker out high, over to Shanks. Thought about a three, won't take it. Instead, Teal, but the pass is errant and out of bounds. That's a turnover on Cameron. It'll go to the Hounds. 18-point lead for Maryville, 33-21 your score. New bodies into the game for the Hounds include Riley Hornbuckle. And also, Alyssa Cunningham. Cunningham has it now out high. Over to Petlin, right wing. Hornbuckle now to Viertaler, right side. Viertaler around a screen. Top of the key, three. Around the rim and good. That's points. 9-10-11, if my math is correct for Riley. And a foul called on Maryville on the drive for Cameron. That'll go on Petlin, her second. My math is correct. I think I just corrected my own math. I think that's 7, 8, 9, and 10 for Viertaler, excuse me, today. 3:17 to go, third quarter. It'll be Cameron Ball underneath. A wide open layup by Jamison's good, and a nice cut to find the opening underneath, and a breakdown defensively for Maryville. Here comes Petlin out high. Over to Ava Dumke into the game. We'll drive baseline. Cross court pass to Viertaler. Hornbuckle back to Dumke. Pass is poked away. out of bounds off of Ella Jamison of Cameron. It'll be Hounds ball. Inbounds comes to Petlin on the floor for Maryville. Petlin, Cunningham, Hornbuckle, Viertaler, along with Dumke. Viertaler has it out high. Cunningham around the perimeter. Into the hands of Dumke. Nice pass inside. A layup by Cunningham is good. That's her first 2 points of the game. Here comes Cameron Jamison. Off the Shanks, now to Teal. Teal, left corner three. Long. Offensive rebound and a putback, no good, but a foul called. As Claire Wenick will head to the line for two free throws. That's already the fourth foul on Riley Hornbuckle, so she'll have to sit down. It appears as Jaylee Price will come in for her, excuse me. Free throw up way short that time by Claire Wenick. Jaylee Price will replace Hornbuckle, who will sit down with four fouls. Second free throw, way short off the left side of the rim. First one missed way short to the right. Second one missed way short to the left for Wenick. And here comes the Hounds. Price thought about a three instead of high. Cunningham, now to Petlin. Left wing will take the three and make the three. Aniston Petlin cashes home a three, and it's 40-23 Maryville. Into the post, Jamison throws it up and is fouled. Misses the shot, but she'll head to the line for two free throws. That's the third on Aniston Petlin. Free throw up and good for Jamison. Second free throw also good. Two for two for Jamison at the line. Here comes Maryville. Petlin inside. Cunningham. Good find. Good seal. Layup perfect. Here comes Cameron. McVicker drives left. Left-handed floater short. Rebound batted around and crowd by the Spoof Hounds. Here comes Price all the way to the hole. Right-hand layup falls. And Maryville continues to pour it on. 44-25 your score. A two from the corner, no good by Shanks, and the rebound into the corner. Cunningham has it up ahead to Petlin. A three for Price, no good, and the rebound to Cameron. Here comes Jamison up the right side. Three, top of the key, Teal, good. That's points 6-7-8 for Teal for the Dragons. Under a minute to go, third quarter, 44-28, down to 15 ticks to play in quarter number three. It's Maryville ball. Standing at the M at midfloor is Jaylee Price. Gets a screen from Viertaler. Price drives, pops over to Petlin. Five to play third quarter. Petlin into the corner, wide open. Price for three, no, and the rebound out of bounds, but the clock expires. End of the quarter, 44-28 your score. We'll be back with the fourth quarter of play after this on KXCV KOW as you're listening to Spoofhound Basketball.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger also installs Ultimate Truck Bed Liners. More at 660-582-4599 or Facebook.com/Pitts Body Shop.
Support for today's game comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving the area since 1933, offering loans, savings and checking accounts, credit cards, share certificates, and online banking. Located at the intersection of 71 Highway and East South Avenue. Today, tomorrow, together.
Today's game is brought to you by the United States Air Force, offering more than 130 career choices, education, benefits, and more. Full-time opportunities are available now. For more information, Technical Sergeant Katrina Smith can be reached at 816-341-8227 or airforce.com.
Support for today's game comes from Laclede Chain Manufacturing, a proud supporter of Maryville High School Athletics. Employment opportunities at Laclede are available now. For more information or to view available positions, LacledeChain.com.
Back in for the fourth quarter, it'll be Cameron basketball driving. Right-hand layup good. Ella Jamison imposes her will and continues to do so after a good first half. Third quarter a little quieter, but opens the fourth with a make. Short corner jumper for the Spoofhounds is no good that time. Put back by Viertaler is good. Off the miss by Steens, Viertaler cleans up the mess and puts it home. 44-30, your score. Here comes Cameron, left wing Jamison. Now to Teal, top of the key. A three from the left wing is way long that time by Shanks, and the rebound to Maryville. Here comes Petlin, up ahead, Viertaler. Thought about a three from the corner, won't take it, instead drives. Good fight inside, and Steens hits the layup. That's points 3 and 4 for Rice and Steens, 5'7 sophomore. And a full timeout call by Cameron with the score 48-30, 6:59 to play. We'll take 1-2 and be back on KXCV KRNW.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group, providing full dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more. From Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Viertaler, and Spencer Twaddle, Compass Dental Group proudly supports Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Padgett, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoofhounds. Support for the Spoofhounds comes from Losh Optometry in Maryville. Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, contacts, and sunglasses. Dr. Losh is also available after hours for emergencies. More information at 660-241-5001.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Wells Bank on South Main in Maryville, serving the community through loans for the home, farm, or business, personal accounts, and more with a focus on customer service. More information on location or at wells.bank.
Back in out of the timeout, 6:52 to play and on the drive. Jamison was fouled by the Spoofhounds. That foul will go on Addison Weldon, her second, and Ella Jamison to the line for two shots. First one off the left side of the rim, no good. She'll have one more, though. Ella Jamison leads Cameron in scoring. Second free throw, no good as well, though. Offensive rebound, Cameron, they'll reset. Jamison top of the key. At the M midfloor, guarded by Petlin. Sags off, now back to Jamison, left wing. Corner. Thought about a three, won't take it. Instead, over to McVicker, back to Jamison. 6:30 to play, fourth quarter, 48-30, your score. Jamison, top of the key, drives. Has the ball poked away, regains though, misses the floater short. Rebound batted around and crowd by McVicker. And another reset for Cameron. McVicker has it, right wing three, short. Rebound, Aniston Petlin of the Spoofhounds. Baseball pass up ahead, finds Steens. What a beautiful find. Layup off the glass, good, and a foul. The assist to Aniston Petlin in a perfect ball. And the layup good by Steens, plus the foul for the Hounds. Rice and Steens, one free throw. Long, Rebound in the air. Batted around. And crowd by Cameron. Here comes Jamison. 6 minutes to play. 50-30. A 20-point lead for Maryville. End of the corner. Thought about a 3-1 take it. Instead, McVicker off the Jamison left wing. Into the corner, McVicker for three. Way long into the hands of Price. Here comes Maryville. Jaylee Price pulls up over to Petland. Thought about a 3, won't take it instead. Vertaler will, and it's good. Left corner three for the senior. And apparently they stepped over the baseline on the inbound. That's a turnover for Cameron. You don't see that very often. Maryville ball, I believe. Hornbuckle in around the perimeter. Petland has it. Into the corner. Price back to Petland. Thought about three. Won't take it. Instead, step back. We'll find Cunningham for three. No. Rebounded, though, by Price. Maryville resets. Over to Petland. Thought about a deep three. Step back. Over to Vertaler. Petland has it. Right wing three. Bang! It's good. Make that points 10, 11, and 12 for Aniston Petland. Here comes Teal. Inside to Jamison. Floated with a left hand, no. Offensive rebound. Back to Jamison. Free throw line. Jumper good. That should be 14 and 15 on the point total for Jamison, if my math is correct. Petland again? No. That time from three, and a rebound from McVicker, who was fouled. That's Cunningham fouled on the rebound. And it's Cameron Ball. Into the ball game for Cameron, Maddie Jessen. Way place McVicker. .420 to play, 56-32. Your score, Hounds in front. Sam Reeves here with you. Thank you to Matt Tritton for the opportunity here this evening. Want to catch the girls' game tomorrow against Creston? You can do so in the same place. 7:30 tip-off with Keaton Smith and Jacob Mustard on the call. And three is airballed by Shanks, and it's out of bounds. Hounds ball. 4:04 to play on the floor for the Hounds. Cunningham, Hornbuckle, Petland, Price, and Vertaler. Price has it off to Petland. Top of the key. Wide open three. Long. Rebounded by Teal. And off the Shanks now to Jamison. Also in the stands tonight over to my left. At least they were here. I don't see them anymore. But assistant coach for the Northwest Missouri State women's team, Macy Williams, along with graduate assistant Ashley Harvey were in attendance, I would assume, to watch Petland, who has committed to the Bearcats, as well as any future Cats as well. The Bearcats do like to recruit the hometown high school here at Maryville for good reason. The Hounds have had a lot of talent. One name that will immediately come to everybody's mind wears purple and white in Manhattan, Kansas right now by the name of Serena Sundell. She actually has her own shadow box dedicated to her career at Maryville here, just right outside the gym. Walked past it on my way in here today. And Serena will live as a legend here at Maryville High School and is playing terrific basketball for head coach Jeff Mitty in Manhattan as well. It's a young team wearing the purple and white, but Serena has played fantastic. Even as a freshman last year, was second in freshman of the year voting in the Big 12. And has continued to roll this year for the Wildcats. So Maryville, as I said, puts in a lot of talent that it can play at the next level. And Vertaler and Petland are two of those examples here on this team. As Riley has it now. Euro step in the lane, right on cue. There you go. Makes me look good. So thank you to Riley there. Right on cue. Beautiful layup. Good. Ball is out of bounds. It'll stay here with Cameron off of the deflection. 2:38 to play, 60-34, and I'm going to warn you now. I don't think when I go through point totals later it will add up to be correct. I need to double check it. I think I lost count at a certain point, but we'll get it taken care of for you. And Aniston Petlin will exit to a standing ovation, and so will Riley Viertaler. As their home career as Spoofhounds, at least on senior night, has ended, although they'll be right back here tomorrow, now that I think about it, against Creston. That's not an MEC game, though, I guess. But they will be back here tomorrow. Off a miss for Cameron, here comes Jaylee Price. Over to newly entered Annie Sparks into the ballgame. Over to Price. Price to Hornbuckle, give and go. Hornbuckle, good cut, missed the layup, though. That's a bunny that she couldn't hit. Riley would like to have that one back. Here comes McVicker with 2 minutes even to play, 60-34, Spoofhounds. Top of the key. Ava Henry into the ballgame, loses control of the ball. Hornbuckle has it from Maryville. And it's out of bounds on a turnover. As Kelly Obley throws her hands to her side in frustration. The game is all but decided at this point, but still wants to end it on a good note as Jaylee Price checks out. Annie Sparks picks up Shanks just inside the three-point line. Over to Bailey Robinson into the ballgame for her first action of the day, and a whistle blows for these officials. .133 to play. It's Maryville ball on the floor for the Spoofhounds. Michaela Yapel also into the game for Maryville. There's Bailey Acklin, and a foul call on Cameron, sending Ava Dumke to the floor. So on the floor for the Hounds, Dumke, Bailey Acklin, along with Yapel Sparks, and Weldon, I believe. I could be missing one. No, excuse me, that is Cunningham, not Weldon, on the floor. And the pass is poked away and stolen. Up ahead it goes. Sparks missed a cutting Acklin. It's out of bounds with 1:02 to play and a turnover. So the young bodies on the floor for the Hounds, getting a couple minutes here in the ballgame. Under a minute to play, 60-34, your score. Maryville in front with a dominating win. This will bring the record to 10-11 and an even 3-3 in MEC play. Off a miss, Cameron has the basketball. 37 ticks to go, a layup is no good, but a foul called, and that will send a drag into the line, Ava Henry, I believe. That's the second on Alyssa Cunningham. 1st free throw, way short. Show off another, though. One more coming for Henry. 2nd free throw, short again. Rebound on the floor. Henry gets her own miss. Ball batted around. Crowd by Cameron, though. 28 seconds to go on the drive. Middle goes baseline. Short corner jumper is way short. And the rebound to Maryville and Cunningham. 15 seconds to play. Cunningham. Maryville will just dribble it out. Dumke has it. No foul. And in the corner, Cunningham. Dumpke as the clock expires, and this game is done. Your final score, 60-34. We'll be back to talk about it right after this. You're listening to Spoofhound Girls Basketball on KXCV and KRNW.
Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties for more than 25 years. More information at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com.
Support for the Spoofhounds on radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville.
Support for Spoofhounds on radio comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information on location or online at nvb.com. Member FDIC.
Support for the Spoofhounds on radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville. And from Pitzenberger Body Shop in Maryville, serving Northwest Missouri for more than 30 years. Pitzenberger offers major to minor auto collision repair, including auto glass replacement, paintless dent removal, and motorcycle repair. For more information, facebook.com/Pitts Body Shop. Also from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics and Maryville High School. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com. And Mill and Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville, Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Mill and Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. For more information, you can visit millanddinsdaleseed.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Northwest AV, providing customers with sales, design, service, and installation of surveillance and security systems for homes and businesses, as well as paging and public address systems. More information at nw-av.com. And from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. J.R. Kurz, Scott Nielsen, Jeanette Paget, Chad Hannigan, and Jeff Von Baron of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoofhounds. And Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle has provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. More information at twaddlerealty.com. Also, from Maryville Shelter Insurance Agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoofhounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or at 102 North Buchanan.
This is Spoofhound Postgame on KXCV KRNW.
Back in as the Hound Pound begins to clear out. Your final score, Maryville 60, Cameron 34, as Maryville's record goes to 9-10, 3-3 on the year in the MEC. Cameron will drop to 8-13 overall on the year. We'll be back to give you point totals and close it out after this. You're listening to Spoofhound Basketball on KXCV KRNW.
Support for the Spoofhounds on radio comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information on location or at nvb.com. Member FDIC. And from Mosaic Medical Center, Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville. Also from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber's services at 660-562-0300. And Northwest AV on East 3rd Street in Maryville. Northwest AV offers business and residential design and installation on projects including home theaters, vehicle remote starts, surveillance cameras, and more. Details at nwav.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Hy-Vee, a proud supporter of the Maryville R2 School District. Hy-Vee offers catering for game day or any special occasion, as well as grocery delivery service, dry cleaning, a full-service floral shop, and more. More info at high-v.com or 1217 South Main in Maryville. Support also comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon, representing Golden Harvest Seed, Pivot Bio Proven 40, and Precision Planting. Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com. Support also comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber's services at 660-562-0300. And Maryville Shelter Insurance Agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoofhounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 660-562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan.
This is Spoofhound Postgame on KXCV KRNW.
We are back in at the Hound Pound. Sam Reeves here wrapping things up for you as Maryville and Cameron doing battle, a 60-34 victory for the Hounds. And Maryville walks away with an even record in the MEC now. And Cameron drops to under 500 at the MEC level, 2-4. I guess so they were already under 500, but you understand my point here. And we'll go through the point totals for you to make sure we get it right. I'm double-checking my math, but Cameron's, here we are. 34 points for Cameron in total. They added up this way. Addison Shanks had 2, Emmy Teal had 10. Ella Jamison was by far the MVP of the day for Cameron in defeat. She had 15. Addison McVicker had 7. So very limited scoring. It is definitely not widespread for Cameron today. Jamison and Teal really led the way for the Dragons. Maryville was much more spread out in terms of scoring threats, and they broke up their 60 this way. Rice and Steen had 6. Also 12 for Aniston Petlin. 12 also for Jaylee Price. 3 for Ava Dumke, 4 for Alyssa Cunningham, 5 for Addison Weldon, and 18 to lead the way for the Hounds. For the senior committed to UCM, Riley Viertaler, who averaged 12.8 coming in, 7.9 rebounds, and 2.9 assists, the Spoofhound star forward, 18 today, as she couldn't quite break her career high of 25, but 18 is still a very good day at the office if you're Riley Viertaler. Also, very nice nights for Aniston Petlin, Jaylee Price as well, with 12 apiece for the Spoofhounds. This will do it here for me at the Hound Pound. My name is Sam Reeves. I appreciate you all tuning in this evening on KXCV and KRNW. More Spoofhound basketball on the girls' side tomorrow night, 7:30, tip-off right back here. Catch it on the KXCV, on KXCV.org or on the Bearcat Public Media app. 7:30 tip-off for Spoofhound girls basketball against Creston High School out of Iowa. Keaton Smith and Jacob Mustard has the call for you on that one. Here right back tomorrow night. But for Sam Reeves, your final score here tonight from the Hound Pound, Maryville 60 and Cameron 34. Thank you for listening, and have a great night.
Support for today's Maryville Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Spoofhound fan wear as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Spoofhound Nation. And from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving residents and employees in Nottoway, Andrew, Atchison, Holt, and Worth counties. Northwest alumni and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, today, tomorrow, together. Also from Laclede Chain Manufacturing on East 1st Street in Maryville. Laclede is a family-owned company producing various chains for hardware, industrial, snow chains, and more. Additional information is available at lacledechain.com. And the United States Air Force, offering more than 130 career choices, education, benefits, and more. Full-time opportunities are available now. For more information, Technical Sergeant Katrina Smith can be reached at 816-341-8227 or at airforce.com.
Support for today's Spoofhound broadcast comes from Northwest Cell, serving the region for over 30 years. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com. And from Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or facebook.com/Pitts Body Shop. Support also comes from Planet Sub on 4th Street next to Student Body. Planet Sub opens at 10:30 every morning and offers a variety of oven-baked subs, cookies, and soups, and is also available for catering. More information at facebook.com/PlanetSubMaryville. And U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics and Maryville High School. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.